dressed us in matching outfits. The photo shows Daddy wearing a straw hat, tilted and jaunty, and he's waving. Mama is beautiful. We look picture perfect, four little girls and a parent on each end, holding hands. So many celebrity families have carefully cultivated images with family activities staged for the camera and distributed to fans, and we were no different. Because of Daddy's fame, we grew up used to lights, reporters, and camera lenses. Our every move was recorded and tracked. Fans could buy a star map and drive by our house in Beverly Hills, and most of the major events of our lives have been public. The first Beverly Hills house we lived in was a world away from Daddy's early days milking Rosemary the cow. Our new rented mansion had marble floors, a grand staircase, and statues. It might not have been the best place for four little girls. Mama and Daddy ended up stringing chicken wire fencing along the high balcony to help keep us safe. Daddy loved the house and would have bought it, but at the time it wasn't for sale. Later, we learned that the next tenant was none other than Elvis Presley. We moved several times until my parents found the perfect house, a two-story traditional white house with black shutters and a brick driveway. The grounds, which had big hedges for privacy, also included a garage for Daddy's cars and a big backyard with a pool, a lush side yard with a tiki hut playhouse, and a swing set. As you can imagine, I didn't spend much time in my room. Early on, I think because of the media spotlight on our family, my sisters and I were given distinct roles when our parents talked about us in interviews. My older sister, Cherry, was the intellectual one, a straight-A student. She was also described as mature, super intelligent, and a deep thinker. My younger sister, Debbie, stood out because she was blonde, feminine, and adventurous. Later on, she developed into an extraordinary singer. Lori was the baby of the family, athletic and a bit of a tomboy. And me? I was considered the domestic one, who liked to sew and just wanted to get married and have children, no career. I had dark hair, dark eyes, and a quiet voice. Daddy described me as direct, trustworthy, a conscientious hard worker, and just good. I tried my best to be a little bad, though. I was mischievous and loved to play truth or dare with my sisters and later my friends. We'd dare each other to run through the neighbors' backyards without getting caught, play doorbell ditch, or make prank calls using silly accents. We loved to roller skate up and down the driveway, and when that got old, we put a long leash on our German Shepherd and coaxed her into pulling us around on our roller skates by throwing a tennis ball in front of her.